This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
You expected Larry. Again, the immigrant is here, guys. Good morning and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. We are a live program expecting your call at every minute at 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. You should stop banging on the side of your radio because this accent is real. Yes, yes, like every other job in America, Investor Schooling Live is now presented by an immigrant. Someone is laughing at me. I don't know what to say anymore. Yeah. My name is Omri Morad, and I am necessary to Investor Schooling until they invent a machine to replace me. We assure you that you haven't reached a laptop in India, as we are your local financial institute dedicated to your success. We are broadcasting to you from a brick-and-mortar building, the Investor Schooling headquarters in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Write down this address because this is the gate to your financial independency and investment education. This is 108 Corporate Drive East, Langhorne, Pennsylvania. 108 Corporate Drive East, Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Please don't forget the East, as you'll arrive to someone else and we won't come to pick you up. Please open your browser and go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com to book your free. Yes, it's free! Thursday night class that will blow your mind away. We actually had few classes recently that blew my mind away.
Oh, yeah?
I know. Enjoyed every minute. Today in the studio with me is Mr. No, you're not a Mr.
I am not a mister.
Yeah, but it said mister.
No, I am not a mister.
You are
every
not.
Every time I check,
I need
know,
to check.
It's
a doctor.
I am a doctor.
I need
I
to change
mister.
It to a doctor. To Dr. Debbie Anderson.
Yes.
So if you have a rash, you are welcome to call us and she will examine what's the problem. That's Dr. Debbie Anderson. Don't worry, we are here. We are ready for you. Please call us at 855-939-1137.
No, you gotta do the sexy voice.
855-939-1137. 37. What's the problem with the voice now?
No, you were just because you're talking so fast. I mean, you're doing the whole like da 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 da. I'm just saying, you know, if you're gonna do the number, at least do it slow so it's a sexy voice.
Okay, don't worry, she won't be here next week, okay? You are welcome to call us again at 855-939-1137.
Why am I not gonna be here next week?
I don't know. You are insulting me.
I'm not insulting you, so no. That's why I was okay.
So the big guy is going to be here next week? No.
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 He's still going to be on the cruise.
He'll still be on the cruise.
You think he's wearing the
I don't want to hear about what he's wearing.
No, no, I'm just saying. You think he's putting his jacket on the life vest? Like,
what?
Let's say the cruise ship sink right now and everybody needs to go with the life vest, right?
Do you think he wears his jackets when he's on vacation with his wife?
I think so. I think he wears his fancy jacket when he's on the bathroom. I'm pretty sure.
Hmm. I don't know. I think he wears them on the marketing cruise and everywhere else we go.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if when he's with his wife.
It's so funny. The picture from the marketing cruise is everybody with the shirt from the marketing cruise and only him with the jacket.
Oh, see, I don't think I've seen it. Everybody had a blue shirt on, right?
I know. Beside him.
Besides him.
Besides him, correct.
I don't think I've seen it. I have to go. I remember seeing a blue shirt, like a bunch of blue shirts, but that's it.
Yeah.
All right, finish your intro. I'm sorry.
I'm done?
I don't know. Is that?
I have no idea.
Because I hear like this.
I was on a call with Israel, with my mom and my sister. My sister just had a baby.
Congratulations.
So I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
And I'm very happy. And I'm very.
You said a girl, right?
No, it's a boy.
You said you had a new niece. Niece means girl.
No, it's a boy. So what should I say?
Nephew.
Nephew. So I have a new nephew.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm very happy. I'm a bit sad that I'm not there,
okay.
But I'm also happy that I'm not there.
Okay, but you're not still on the phone with them.
This is a conflict situation.
Yeah, I think you should maybe get off the Israeli call right now.
Okay, you should.
Yeah, and maybe you know, because they're like chattering.
Yeah.
And then that's all I hear. So I'm thinking maybe as we're on the radio show today, that maybe you should like pay attention to the show and maybe me.
Okay.
And then maybe not so much your phone right now.
Okay, sure. I will try. So it's four women in a room. There will be a lot of ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah, but I'm...
It is no, what it is.
Yeah, it's... I'm thinking it's not the best use of your time at the moment.
I agree. So, Debbie...
Omri.
As we lost from the beginning already 10% of our callers. So, what do you want to talk about, Miss Debbie Anderson?
Miss Anderson?
Anderson.
Yeah, there's like an extra T in there.
So you see, every time you make fun of my accent, bad things happen. Like last week or 2 weeks ago, that we were almost thrown away from the air. Right? Because you don't understand the thing that I'm saying.
It's just because your accent is sometimes in the wrong spaces. It's just, you know, you really have to be careful with that.
Okay.
But I can tell you that we've gotten so much feedback about that show.
Okay.
Those first 15 minutes that a lot of people were like cracking up and thought it was very funny.
So I don't want to be thrown away from the air again. Okay. Or to be in the risk of being thrown away from the air.
Mm.
So I bought props. Okay. So exactly. Yeah. So if somebody is not understand what I'm saying,
go to Facebook.
Exactly. Go to Facebook
and
I will explain exactly what it is. So don't, even though it looks like, never mind. Okay. This is off.
I never thought about doing props on the radio show. It never occurred to me. But
so
many
people are watching us on Facebook and YouTube, right?
I don't know.
No, I mean so. Three people.
Maybe four.
Maybe four.
Nobody
exactly.
said hello to us yet, so you know.
No. Even Kimmy is not with us.
Even Kimmy's not with us. So I don't know. But we did get a lot of comments on that show. What was it, like 2 weeks ago? So that was pretty fun.
So I am worried
about
a bit
of.
You know how we like to predict sometimes about what's going to happen with the market if we talk about the stock option, that it's so annoying how many times Larry is right. But we also predict sometimes what's going on with the real estate market. And the thing that is going on with the real estate market right now scares me very much.
Why don't you describe what's going on in the real estate market for our listeners?
We just heard that one of our students, okay, a guy that we both know, that were involved in a wholesale deal. What did I say?
Deer.
I didn't say deer.
It sounded like it.
855-939-1137.
Sexy voice.
Call
summary.
And say if I say deal or deer. Okay?
Right.
855-939-1137.
All right.
So we have a student that just now closed the wholesale deal.
Okay.
That we couldn't see how this house will go for more than $750,800. The house got sold, that's Jamison.
Okay.
Okay? The house got sold in the first open house. In the first weekend, the house was for sale. The house got sold for $900.
I don't think I know who this student is. It's a student?
Of course.
Okay, I don't think I'm a... Oh, okay. I didn't know he had that going on. Okay.
So, the house sold for $100,000 more than what every prediction had. I was involved in this deal. I wanted to actually buy this house for myself.
Okay.
And I figure out, I don't know how much they spend on the renovation, but I figure out that after all the renovation, to do it right, because this house had a water damage and many other damages, because it was sitting empty for so many years, I didn't see how I would break even. So my math, say that at every given point I can sell my properties and won't be underwater, which means if for God's sake one of my kids is sick or something happened and I need a surgery that they only do in Timbuktu and I have to fly them there and it's all those expenses, I can sell everything and get most of my money back without losing in order to save my beloved people's life.
Right.
And in this one, it couldn't happen. It just couldn't happen. And yet someone just sold this house for $900. So I'm asking you, and I'm also thinking about that, where the housing market go? Are we still in such lack of inventory that the prices will keep rocking? What are we going to see this summer?
I thought the prices were starting to come down a little bit, weren't they? I remember Larry said, he said before that there's going to be two houses, and one will go over asking,
correct,
and one will, you know, won't get sold.
Yeah.
Or it'll take a while to get sold. So maybe that's, but it seems like the housing market's been coming down a little bit. Like in terms of pricing, it seems like it's been coming down a little bit.
I don't see it.
No?
No. I don't know why, but unfortunately, I still don't see it.
Okay, so I hope to God that you are right, because I want
my Monroe to go
through the roof when I refinance that puppy, because I need a really high, you know, what's it called?
Refinance.
I need it to a high valuation on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this way I can get a nice refinance and I can pay everybody out and then actually make money on this property. That's a pain in my hiney.
So we have a new type of loan right now.
The DSCR loans,
correct, that I don't know how many people knows about. A DSCR loan is a new type of loan that allow you to take a mortgage on a house. I'm sorry, to give a mortgage on a house, right?
To give a mortgage on a house.
Okay, it can be a single family, it can be a multifamily. And I think there's a limit for 4 units, right? On a DSCR?
I think so, yeah, because
there is a limit there.
After 4, it's commercial, so if you go 5 and up, it's considered commercial. Yeah.
But this type of loan, the DSCR loan, are very quick because they are based on the rental income. So even if the appraisal come with a price that don't satisfy the 70% or 80% by the mortgage company, and the rent that is coming in from the tenant that live in this building right now is sufficient in order to pay the mortgage, you can still get the mortgage. And this is an amazing thing, because one of the things we know is that sometimes the house, and subject to, of course, it's a very good example here, a house can be worthless for some person because of the value of the house. But as a rental, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And if as a rental you break even, or you make $100 or $200.
That's fine.
Exactly. Yeah. It is fine. That's the whole point. So the DSCR loan could be the solution for your situation.
I hope so, because I really think it'll be worth, I'm hoping for $1 million. But Larry says somewhere between 850 and $1 million. I'm praying for $1 million so I can get a nice DSCR loan, refinance it, pay everybody out, and then actually
start working on the other one.
Start working on the other one and pay. So, because I'm paying all my lenders back first, because I owe myself money on this, but I won't pay myself until he says deal. I saw that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, I think you're wrong. Yeah.
Larry's on the line.
Okay.
Aw.
That's something we had to talk to him.
So, you pushed him on the line without asking us or to write in Facebook like it's his own show.
Yeah, Omri.
Yes.
Omri, can you hear me? Listen, Omri, I was listening to the show for the first time, and it was the immigrant show. What did you have to do with finances and investor schooling?
we are talking about the DSCR loans.
And I hear, you know, and I'm listening to the radio on my way while I'm driving, and I hear the caulk gun that you've got. And you're putting a caulk gun in. I was cracking up because I knew what it was, and I'm sure no one else on the radio knew what it was.
So you can take us off the air because it's the caller that said the bad word, right?
What?
Can they take us off the air because a caller said a bad word?
What are you talking about?
I didn't say a bad word. I said cock gun.
I said cock gun too.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen. Hey, Dad, can you say this guy's name? Write this down. Take a piece of paper and pen and write this guy's name down. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
MikeHouck. this was a guy who was a seller that we would call the other day. And when Omri said his name, all I did was burst out laughing. But anyway.
His name is Mike.
Then you get to something about finances.
Wait. Show me the piece of paper.
Say M-I-C-K.
I know. Mike Cook.
That's his name. M-I-K-E, actually. But all right. Anyway.
Mike,
let's get into some finance stuff, will you?
Okay, sure.
It's more fun when we like just kind of go off the rails, like you said that we were going to do. Why bother talking about
exactly
real estate?
I know, exactly what I knew you were going to do.
Well, you know, if we're not here, we could just do our own thing. We don't have to listen to you, right? I don't know why Kirk couldn't be through, because...
Yeah.
Well,
we didn't allow the caller.
Kirk had trouble putting me through. Apparently, Omri broke the phone system. Kirk had trouble putting me through because Omri broke the phone system.
I broke the phone system. Now, you see, it's like I broke your microphone a few weeks ago. I didn't do anything.
Exactly.
So it's my vibe that breaks
things. I have a question
sure.
for you, Omri.
What you see what's happening here is Larry misses us so much he has to call in when he's on his way on his cruise. Do you see that? That's what happens.
That's exactly right.
He loves to call in
because I miss you guys.
Tell us, Larry, what's the question?
What's the latest on the mobile home park? Some of the tenants. Talk about some of the tenants we've been getting.
Oh, I so much don't want to talk about that. It depressed me. So... I couldn't believe. So you know why he's laughing.
Well, right before we started today, he's on the phone with somebody saying, "Yeah, she'll show you the place today." And I'm like, "You moving somebody in today?"
No. So a woman called me. Let's talk about that. Okay, about that call. A woman called me. She work at NASA. Her fiance work at NASA. She live with her sister in a 5-bedroom house. She have 3 teenage girls.
Yeah.
Okay. And she wants to move into a 2-bedroom mobile home.
All of them?
All of them. Now, I know exactly what Larry will say in a second, okay? Because last time we were there, we had a family of 7 wanted to move into the same mobile home. Wow. And with little kids.
Wow.
So it's even worse. So I've never experienced with the houses I own right now in Pennsylvania. Something like that you deal with people that I believe can get any other solution, any other housing, and you need to accommodate in a way. You see applications that we have never seen before. It's not if they do or don't have criminal record. It's how many criminal records they have in their past.
Yeah, exactly. We were looking at the one... He shows me, this one has 1 criminal record, this one has 10 criminal records. Which one do you want to take? I'm like, what?
I know.
You're kidding.
I know. And you see that. So we looked
now. Why are they working at NASA? They have a criminal record working at NASA?
I think she told the story to the child. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anymore what to say. And she wants to move. She wants to come today to see the place, which I told her I'm not sure possible, but I will check my property manager. And she said she wants to move in on Monday.
Why do you even entertain talking to these people this way?
No, I'm not entertained. I'm asking the question.
Okay.
I'm asking the regular question that we ask each tenant.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which an expert told us one time, but he's not here right now.
Okay.
What expert is that, Omri?
He's on a cruise right now, putting a fancy vest on, fancy jacket on his fly vest.
By the way, the answer to the question is yes. I brought 3 fancy jackets with me.
I told you. I knew that.
Yeah, I'm thinking you take a break from that stuff when you're on vacation.
No, he's not.
He's not.
Linda often tells a story about how she has to go shopping for dresses so she doesn't clash with my jackets.
She should go with white or black because it'll go with your stuff. That's like the best color. White, black, maybe gray.
One day she will show more bling than you, and this will be the most amazing thing in the world.
Mm. Listen, you got to understand, my wife is gorgeous, right?
But I agree.
When you look at me, I got to put on a jacket. I got to put on a jacket to make myself look good.
I know. That's what I'm saying. One day she will put so much bling and you will come together and everybody will be, where is Larry?
I'm quite sure that, you know, my huge figure will definitely not be overshadowed by her small figure.
Okay. are we offering another diet?
I called to get us back on track. I called to get you guys back on track, and now you took me off track.
We were on track. We talked about house prices and DSCR loan.
And you were talking about the lady with the, who wants to move in 15 people into your trailer park.
Yeah, correct. That's another thing. So, Larry, as you are online, and we already brought this subject, we are, I am concerned about what's going on with the housing market. I know we talked about that. I know that you said what Debbie just mentioned, that in the same neighborhood you will see two houses, that one will sell over and one will sell under. And yet, I always think about the deal in Jamison that one of our students just did. And I'm asking you, where do you think we're going?
All right, so I'll tell you an interesting story about that house, and I don't want to get into the details because
no details.
I don't want anybody to know what's going on. But that house went under contract, but I don't think it's going to appraise for the amount of money that they sold it for. So that's where we're going to head into problems. We're going to have problems with appraisals. We're going to have problems with with people actually coming up with the money. Obviously, interest rates aren't crazy. But interest rates are higher than they were. It's like, so I always say the same thing, right? If you had a house, and I realize, some people have houses, some people don't have houses, but if you had a house right now, the house you're living in, could you afford to buy that house right now with the amount of money you make? And
most
the answer
people
for
can't.
Most people is no.
No.
Right, so they can't even buy their own house. So if they can't buy their own house, where are they going to go? They can't go to a house. Most people are going to go to a house that's bigger. Maybe some people will downsize, but most people are going to go to a house that's bigger. If they go to a house that's bigger, they're going to have to pay double what they're paying now for the house that they're in. And even if they downsize, they're going to pay maybe more than they paid for the house that they're in now because they downsize and got a mortgage at a higher rate. So that's one of the reasons why the inventory is so tough right now.
It's amazing. So you know how much they rent right now an apartment next to Shady Brook, the new ones, right?
No.
They just opened. They just built a whole community in front of Shady Brook. There is a Walgreens there, I think.
Is that where they put? Is that where putting the supermarket?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. On 95.
Yeah.
$3,000
a month.
$3,000 a month.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought. Yeah,
for an apartment,
right?
I think so. I'm not 100%, but I think two bedroom, two bath, it's $3,000.
How big are the apartments?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right.
And you're
probably 900,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. So it's a new construction. Everybody wants to live in a new place.
Yeah.
But still, you think about how we reached a point that an apartment costs $3,000 to rent.
Wow.
I know.
I didn't realize.
Well, how about this? And you're experiencing this too. How about with Section 8, where Section 8 is giving us more money to rent to someone that we can get on the open market?
So I
put up a house for $2,000 a month, right? Yeah, I put a house up for $2,000 a month, a little while ago, and I had somebody reach out to me, they were Section 8, and they said Section 8 will give me $2,200 for that house. I'm like, you're kidding. I was blown away by the fact that Section 8 is actually paying more now.
Yeah, Section 8. So what's going on with Section 8 right now? They understand that the HUD prices don't work because the market is so hot, okay? So I had the same experience in a two-bedroom house in Norristown, okay? I posted the house for $1,600. Everybody told me, you will never get this price. A Section 8 woman arrived, and she said that she asked her caseworker, and it can be $1,800. Now, I met this woman before. She applied for one of my apartments a few years ago. And it just happened that we met here again. And I said, you know what? I will fill up the application for $1,800 and we'll see what will happen. Because there's no chance. I filled up the application. A week later, I got an approval notice.
Oh, wow.
For $1,800 for a two-bedroom house that is less than, I think it's 800 square foot.
Wow. Okay.
Amazing.
Anyway. Tell everybody what they're listening to, and tell people what the call number is.
Sure. We have a helper on the line.
I know, he's telling us what to do.
So guys, you are listening to Investor Schooling Live. Investor Schooling Live. We are broadcasting to you from the Investor Schooling headquarters here in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. We are a real brick and mortar school that will help you get your financial education. You can call us at any time at 855-939-1137. And now I will do it in a different way. It's 855 855-939-1137. Again, that's 855-939-1137. But Larry, for some reason, you told us that the line don't work.
No, no, it's all right. But my question to you, though, is, you know, sure. You just did the phone number the last day. You finally did it with the Army voice. You were doing it all morning without the Army voice, and I was saying something.
I'm
struggling. I'm trying to be serious here in the Larry's chair.
Is that what it
make
is?
Sure that everything works and everything is okay, yeah.
Army's trying to be a grown-up today. That's what it is.
No, that's too much.
You're
not
trying to be
grown-up?
A grown-up? I can't imagine that.
No. None of us is a grown-up. Come on, guys. We don't wake up in the morning and go at 8 to work and finish at 5, right? This is a grown-up.
So if anybody wants to call in right now, I'll stay on the line just a little bit longer if anybody wants to call in and ask me a question. But if not, I'm going to let these guys ramble on about, you know, Army and his immigrant accent.
Okay, sure. Sure.
So tell everybody the phone number one more time and see if anybody else wants to come on the line.
It's 855-939-1137. Again, it's 855-939-1137. You will be answered by our fabulous producer, Kirk, and he will transfer you over. So, Mr. Steinhaus, when do you go on your boat?
Oh, soon, very soon.
Good.
It'll be fun.
Enjoy.
All right.
Enjoy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We going back to the DSCR or Miss Deb?
Sorry. I was in the middle of turning up my face because I thought you were going to say the phone number again.
Yeah.
It's like we get direction from him even when he's
right.
Not
every
here.
Time he say he trusts us, I laugh.
Yeah. You know.
Right. I always laugh.
He says I'm in charge when he's gone, but I really don't think that's true.
No. No.
Hey, I've never called in the show before while you're on. I just figured I could this time.
It's all good.
We all good. We all good. And we won't mention Cock Gun and Mike Hawk.
Right, exactly.
And everything should be okay.
Exactly.
Who is he, the guy?
The gun a couple of times more so people know what it
gun?
Is.
He threw it on the floor.
I tried to decide. I should have used it more. I know. I wasn't thinking about it. True. I should keep it here, and every time Debbie would speak, I would just push it a couple of more times. You know what? I'm going to do that exactly now.
Yes, this is what we do.
You're off the rails again.
That's just going
on the show. On the show.
All right. I'm gonna let you guys get back to the show because you guys apparently can't control yourself, and I'm just gonna sit here and listen to you guys make fun of each other.
We are just allowing. What?
Oh, what?
Oh, Larry, stay on. You stay on. There's somebody who wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Okay. Cool.
All right. You want to put him through, Kirk?
Don't need it.
Hello?
Hello? Kirk. What's up, whoever you are?
Kirk,
who do we have?
Did you put him through?
Maybe the line dropped. Okay.
Oh, well.
Process of looking for a place. And my poor credit. And I'm trying to get some good advice.
Rich, can you start over because something happened to the line and we haven't heard you?
Yes, that's fine. So I've seen the number was for Investor School, you know, to try to learn a little more about the housing market and my credit and things like that. I have, a fair paying job, and I'm looking for some good advice because I'm looking at rental properties that are between $2,400 and $3,000. And when I look at getting a mortgage, but with my credit, I'm not sure I can do that.
So, Rich, you're deciding whether you should buy a house or rent a house? Is that the question?
I would like to buy a house, but I'm wondering with the interest rates and all, and my credit, if that's even a possibility in this market.
So, can you tell us what your credit score is currently?
Can I what? I'm sorry.
Can you tell me what your credit score is?
What my benchmark is?
No. What's your credit score?
Oh, I believe it's probably around 550, 600.
Right. So if it's 600, you're okay. So you could probably get an FHA loan between 580 and 600 with credit score. It's not. You're going to pay a little bit higher rate, but you could still do it. And the other question is, do you have any money to put down for deposit, anything at all?
Yes, I've... So I've been, like I said, I work for a company that's been more than fair to me. I make, I think, okay money. I don't know if I should say or not. So it's like $160,000, $61,000 this year. And I could probably have, by the time I have to get out of this house, about $15,000.
So you're actually in a really good place. Your credit is not great. It's not ideal, but you're in a great place. You have money to put down. You have a good paying job, which means you can go buy a house. In fact, I would highly recommend you do. And I also, if you wanted to get into real estate investing in the future, I would even recommend that you buy a family, a three-family, or a four-family house and use a FHA-type loan to get you in there to put very little down.
And that's you're saying after I would get this first place? Because I'm more than happy to do more. I do black. I work outside 60 to 70 hours a week. So if I could make money elsewhere, obviously that'd be great.
Well, yeah, I do. If you bought a four-family house and lived in one unit,
right,
and rented out the other three, You'd be living there almost rent-free.
Right. And that's possible with my credit and what I have to put down now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So you're okay. I mean, we'd have to get into the nitty-gritty. But, yeah, I mean, from what you're telling me so far, you're okay. You could go traditional loan. And even if your credit was really bad, we could show you ways that you can borrow money from other people, get the house anyway. But I think your best bet is going traditional with an FHA loan. You may pay 7.5% interest, maybe even 8% interest, but so what? You'll own a house. Instead of renting a house, you'll own a house. And if you do a four-family or a three-family or a two-family house, then you have an equity. You also have people paying your rent. You're making money.
Right. Okay. Well, that's awesome.
Do you live near Investor Schooling?
Potsdam,
near
yeah.
what?
Where do you live?
Potsdam. I live in Potsdam, like Spring City. I work in Phoenixville, out of Phoenixville. Norristown's right down the road. A lot of the guys live in Norristown. That's why when I heard this gentleman speaking, I was like, oh, wow, he's renting a two-family home for $1,600. That's way better.
So I'm 18.
For three-bedroom. Yeah, and then you start talking about what the government's willing to pay for some of that free housing, but I never had that.
I think what Larry is offering you is, what if you could buy a multifamily house, let's say in Norristown, that you will need to put very little down through an FHA loan, and you will be able to live in one of the units, and you will also have an income from the other units.
That'd be great.
Show up for a class on Thursday night.
Yes, go to Investor Schooling. Yes, go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. And you can RSVP for a complimentary class this Thursday. And we'll be very happy to meet you. Come and introduce yourself. Remind us that we spoke over the radio, and we'll be very happy to help.
Okay, and who do I... I'll look that up. I'll look on, investorschooling.com, and you say complimentary class. What time on Thursday will that show me online? Okay,
we start
awesome.
At 7.
I'm glad.
And come up early. Come at like 6:30, 1:45. and we will be able to talk before the class start.
And you are talking PM, correct?
Yeah.
Because I do have the work, but I mean, I'd take off for something like this, and the boss would. They're very good companies, very good guys, and they'd be more than happy and understanding to be able to do the right thing, you know?
We'll be very happy to see you guys.
I appreciate this station. Yeah, I look for. I'll be there, man. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for calling.
Awesome. All right, Army. I'm going to leave you and Dr. Dev alone. You guys go off and have some fun. Ask Kirk to play the new commercials. Tell me what you think of them. But I'll be listening to the radio, so if anything goes wrong, I'm calling back in.
I would recommend that you will just stay on the line.
Is the car making noise, though?
A bit. But
yes.
We good. And
so
I think you can stay with us or you can leave, whatever you want. You trained us well, Mr. Steinhaus.
I know. You guys know what you're doing. You guys are top students.
Kirk, give us some commercials.
This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you ready for retirement? Have you prepared everything you need? Well, at Investor Schooling, we will teach you ways to better prepare for your retirement using real estate and the stock market. But you need to learn how to do it right. And that's what we teach. At Investor Schooling, we sell nothing but education. Come to Investor Schooling and learn how to have a better retirement. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and RSVP right now for this Thursday's class at 7 o'clock. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. That's InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Do you know when the best time to buy investment properties is? It's now. It's always now. You just need to learn how to buy them correctly. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn how to buy investment properties and make money every time. That's right. That's what we teach. We teach how to buy investment properties and make money every time. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and RSVP right now. Take a class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you tired of hearing about the recession that's coming? Are you prepared for it? Well, listen, at InvestorSchooling.com, we're going to teach you ways to prepare for the recession that you didn't even know existed. We're going to teach you strategies on how to use real estate. We're going to teach you strategies how to use the stock market properly. That's right, you can even make money in the stock market when the stock market goes down. Hey, go to InvestorSchooling.com and register for a free class this Thursday night, and you will learn all of these techniques. Go to InvestorSchooling.com right now, RSVP for this Thursday. We'll see you there. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Don't go through life ignorant about how to become a millionaire. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and learn from an expert. At Investor Schooling, we teach these things and more. We only provide education, and we will teach you how to leverage real estate, how to leverage the stock market, and how to leverage precious metals to make more money than you've ever made before. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and take a complimentary class this Thursday. We will see you there. InvestorSchooling.com. That's InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. You may know me from my book, Money Hacks. You may know me from my radio shows. And you may even know me from some of these commercials. But listen, I'm teaching stuff that people need to learn about money. In fact, my favorite topic is money. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and you will learn things about money that you never even knew existed. We will teach you things about real estate, about the stock market, and about how to use your IRAs properly. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's InvestorSchooling.com.
We are back!
And who are we? Drop that on me. Who is this?
Hello and welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. We are a live show and we are waiting for your calls, guys. So our number is 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. Again, we are a live show and we'd be happy to answer every one of your questions. We are broadcasting to you from the Investor Schooling Studio here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. You are welcome to go online and RSVP for a free class this Thursday. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. That's InvestorSchooling.com. And RSVP for a complimentary class this Thursday. Where were we, Miss Deb?
Well, before Larry interrupted us.
With commercial and with him and all that. Maybe he's still on the line. We never know, right?
I know. We can always make fun of him if he's listening in. Because I'm sure he'll yell at us later.
For some reason.
I know. We were talking about your lady who wanted to move like 14 people into your trailer.
No. So I gave an example.
Yeah.
Because you asked me about the call that I did just before the show.
Right.
And we have very certain questions that we ask a tenant when they call for the first time.
Right.
As part of the screening we're trying to do in order to make sure we choose the right tenant.
Right.
And in order to what's called cut the bullshit. Correct? We are not allowed to do that.
What? Just watch your mouth, Omri.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, watch your mouth. So I was wondering, you know, it probably wouldn't hurt to share those questions, you think, or no?
I think we can, yeah. So I think the first question we are asking is, when are you expected to move in?
Well, hold on. We got to do them in the right order. So one
there is okay.
Yeah, yeah. So one is, what would you like to know? When are you looking to move in? So that's the second question. When are you available to see it? And then we talk about, you know, I'm showing it to a bunch of people, and the first person to give me X amount, and I take it off the market. I'm going to run your credit. By the way, what am I going to find? And it would be first, last, and security. Would that be okay with you? So those are the main questions that we ask when we're, and this is on the phone. This is not in person. This is on the phone before somebody, when they call and they say they're interested in looking at a property.
Correct.
And then when you're in person, then it's a whole different set of questions, or at least, well, they're similar, but kind of, you know, a little bit more involved.
Yeah. So let's categorize them. Okay. The first question is,
what would you like to know?
Why would you like to know? So I put everything in the ad.
Right.
So when people call me and ask me, for example, what's the address, I immediately know that they are shooting on auto. They are going everywhere. They're sending message to every landlord around. They are making sure that they will find something. They don't care what they will find. And
I'm confused. What do you mean?
When someone calls me and asks me all bunch of questions that all of them are in the ad, I know they haven't read the ad. I know they haven't been through it. And I know that they are going everywhere.
Okay.
We are using a lot of... Okay, sure. So we know, of course, that if you put everything in the ad, and we use a lot of Zillow and Facebook Marketplace and every possible website around, if someone read the ad, they know where it is.
Okay.
They know how many bedrooms. They know what do you expect, because you put the requirement. You put all that. And if they ask you, they call and they ask you all those questions again, you immediately know that they haven't read the ad.
Right.
They just send message to all bunch of houses without even going through it. And maybe you're the first or the second or the third one that answer them.
Okay.
The second question that you just said, I think, is when do you expect to move in? And what's the answer we are expecting, Dr. Dev?
Usually, if they say they need to move in right away, that's a red flag. Or if they say they can move in and, you know, by the end of the month, that's also a red flag. So that's something kind of to be aware of. But if they say they can't move in for 6 months, it's like, all right, this isn't really going to work out for us.
Or when is it ready?
You know, when is what ready?
So many people ask me, I'm asking, when would you like to move in? Okay. And I said, when is it going to be ready? And I said, now.
Okay.
Okay. So immediately you know that they are in a rush. The woman I spoke today, she wants to see the place today at 11, and she wants to move in the beginning of next week.
Yeah, so that's a huge red flag.
This is a whole situation that you need to understand very carefully to see if it's a person in distress that you will want to help, of course,
right?
Or if it's a person that is going from one landlord to another and there are what we call professional tenant.
Right.
I had a showing in Upland, in Delaware County. And one of the tools we use, of course, is the PAE Docket, which is an app that allows you to search for a criminal or any civilian record as well for every person in PA. And when people come and see the house and they give me their name and they look around the house, I don't follow them. I stay in the kitchen with the paper, with the computers. And the first thing I do is I put their name in the PAE docket to see who is this person that is walking around my house right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy that was just walking in and with his daughter and showing her where her future room is going to be had a court hearing, a landlord-tenant court hearing that morning.
Oh, wow.
That morning that he came to see the house.
Okay.
And he was with his daughter. She was three. She was four. Honestly, I couldn't do it. I couldn't ask the questions in front of her. But he came. He was ready to move in. He said he had all the money and all that. And he called me later on. And I said, can you tell me what was going on? What was this case? And there was a horror story about a landlord that didn't care and didn't fix anything and all that. But those are some signs that we also look for to make sure we are not putting ourselves as landlord into a trouble situation.
Right, right. Right, but there's also situations where people really do need help. And I want to talk about one of my tenants. So I had this one guy for the front part of Monroe. I had that duplex in Monroe. And the front is it's a duplex and it's all fixed up. And I had this guy who, you know, I was trying to get it rented before I had it rented. And I had this one guy come in and same questions. He's like, I can move in immediately, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, this is a red flag. And I was starting to look up his history. And it turned out that he was living in a hotel room for over like a year and a half. And he had some kind of problems with his ex-wife. And then I was looking at his criminal record also. And there was like, there were like battery assault charges. And I'm like, oh yeah, this isn't going to work. And then I saw that he beat her that he beat his wife. And then I saw that all of them were released and dropped, which I thought was very interesting. And he also sent me, he sent me everything that he had, sent me his tax returns. He sent me proof of his, all his paycheck stubs. He sent me his social security. He sent me everything. Like, and then I was talking to, and he was, I think he had, I want to say it was, different townships have different programs to help you get into places where they'll pay the first, last, and security. And that he had somebody already squared up and they had to take a look at the apartment. But it turned out all his stuff was dropped. And, you know, it turned out that his wife was...
False complaint.
Yeah, it was all... None of it was real. So I had him move in and he's been a great tenant. I haven't had any problems with him. And he really, you know, he was a diabetic and he's like, I need to get out of this hotel room because I can't eat properly. But, you know, whatever. I mean, he gave me some whole sob story. But as I started looking into him a little bit more, I realized that he was genuine and, you know, he just really needed help. So him, I moved in, you know, I think it took about, I want to say it was like a month or two. And then when that program sent me out a check, they sent me out, you know, regular checks. They weren't certified checks. They were just handwritten checks. And I told them I wouldn't let him move in until they all, you know, cashed out and, you know, they went through. And once everything went through, then, you know, I was okay with moving him in. But, you know, there are situations where you can move somebody in a little bit quicker than normal. But you have to check. But it's few and far between, I'd say, right? It's few and far between. You just got to be careful and check that out.
So, you know, I used to be known as the worst landlord ever.
Right.
That's because I put too much emotion in the business of being a landlord.
Yeah, it's a business relationship. It's not a personal one.
And yet, I want to tell you that some of my tenants that I have today that are the best tenants ever are people that couldn't get a house anywhere else. And you gave them the chance. And I liked more in the past, but also today, to give people a chance. Because I still check, I still ask for proof of income, I still ask them for fill up an application, which some people do, some people don't. I like to ask people for application. We go back to the lady that I just spoke to before the show. I told her, because it's so urgent, fill up an application because you come and see the place. Because I want to see what's going on in the application before I even met her. It's urgent for her more than it's urgent for me, correct?
Yeah.
So if it's really urgent for her, she will fill up the application. I think that's the point. That's how I look at that. And one second. So I like to give people the opportunity, give people the option. And when I give those people the option, when I give those people the opportunity, they are grateful. They are very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see a house that I own last week. Okay? It was Thursday. We had an inspection. We had a township inspection. I haven't been in this house since September of 21.
Okay.
I haven't been in this house. And every time there is some minor problem, she had her, I think, her Venmo blocked and she couldn't transfer the money. And she called me crying that she don't know what to do and she can't transfer the Venmo. And I ran it through her and there was a sewer 10 days notice for a disconnection. And again, she called me crying and all that because she is in a position that she's very afraid to disappoint or to lose her house or anything like that. And I always calm her down and say that everything is okay and everything is fine. I went there after 2 years, two and a half years that I haven't been in the house. 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The house is spotless. She showed me before the inspector came. She replaced all the batteries in the smoke detectors. Even though they worked, she still replaced the batteries. So for God's sake, they will be flat when he will arrive. She cleaned the house. Everything is in the spot. The fire extinguisher is in the spot. The handrails were secure. Everything was great. And this was a lady that I think she's my best tenant right now that couldn't get a house anywhere else because of her credit score.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute she showed me all the pay stubs, the minute she showed me her history, the minute I figure out who she is and I gave her the chance, now she's grateful. And it gave us also a good feeling that we're doing something good for the people.
Okay. All right. I know we did have somebody online real quick. So I just want to say, why don't you come to a free class? We have a free class. She was asking about pricing, but the class is free. So why don't you come? Everything is complimentary. So come to a free class on Thursday. We're located at 108 Corporate Drive East in Langhorne, PA. Make sure to put that E in there. Otherwise, you end up somewhere else. So it's Investor Schooling at 108 Corporate Drive East in Langhorne. We start at 7. We go till about 9. We always recommend that you come a couple minutes early so that you can we can talk to you and just have a little conversation. And this way you're not coming in because we start right at 7. So make sure to come in at like maybe 6:45 or so. That would be best. You can sign up at investorschooling.com.
Please RSVP. Yeah, please RSVP. Don't just show up. We want to make sure you have a seat when you come and everything is ready for you.
Yeah. So investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. And do you want to give the phone number in case, you know, I don't know,
someone will call?
Yeah,
maybe they will call next week.
Okay.
So the phone number is 855-939-1137. Again, it's 855-939-1137.
All right,
and so you won't believe it, but Kimmy woke up late today.
Hey, Kimmy, yay! We saw you. So
Kimmy,
just so you know,
we love you.
So we got about a minute left. So I don't know, anything else we should be talking about real quick?
We should, yeah, I don't know. Larry is still on the line. He wants to shout at us before we finish.
I'm sure he'll yell at us for not like saying something or
for something
saying investor schooling enough in the, you know, whatever. So I'm sure he'll give us guff when he comes back.
You won't believe, I'm saying that one time, you won't believe how much Larry cares. It's not about the school. It's about the success of everyone that is walking into this building and is asking for real estate or for stock option or for financial independence in any way to improve their situation. It's more than your success is more important than anything else for him. And I think that's why if you haven't been here yet, you should come this Thursday. Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com, and you can RSVP there for a free Thursday night class. You will have a seat. We will give you some food, and you will learn something that you have never learned before.
All right. All right. I think that's all we got.
And, I think.
You know, and then a big shout out to Larry's wife. Hopefully her dad is doing well. So,
yes.
You know, I know he's been a little sick, so we're sending good thoughts and prayers out to Larry's wife's dad. So,
correct. All right. Have a great weekend. Have a great cruise. Bye-bye.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.